Another one of the so-called men's majors of golf, the PGA tournament, returns to the Whistling Straits course north of Sheboygan this August. But June of 2017 will be the first time the U.S. Open has been played in Wisconsin. The USGA's Jim Hyler says one reason the Erin Hills course near Hartford has been chosen for the Open is that the course is of high enough caliber to host a national championship.
Secondly, we have to have sufficient room for all of the outside-the-ropes operational things that are required to host a championship of this magnitude. It has probably the most room for infrastructure of any site that we have ever been to or will probably ever go to.
Hyler also says he thinks local governments and the state of Wisconsin will support hosting the U.S. Open. Governor Jim Doyle says the event will likely bring more than $100 million worth of economic benefits to the state, along with tens of thousands of golf fans. He says he's not worried about a traffic snarl on all the two-lane roads near Erin Hills.
We will work very closely with all of the surrounding communities to figure out the traffic patterns.
The state is building a new interchange on I-43 to help handle golf-related traffic near Whistling Straits, though the new interchange probably won't be ready for this year's PGA. It'll be up to another governor to decide what roads may need to be expanded for the 2017 U.S. Open. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.